Yeah, I remember one time we see there's several men that come for the winter just to bathe in the pools to get help. One winter race over here. I remember one time that we were walking down around Medicine Lake and we saw a moose down there. Mm-hmm. And Jess wanted to shoot it, and I said, well, gosh, this is on the hot springs ground here. Should you shoot a moose down there? And so he sent one of the boys back to, it wasn't one of the boys, one of the girls, I guess. Anyway, somebody went back to ask Mr. Leach. It would be all right if we killed a moose down there. And
the lake, the lake doesn't belong to the circus.
Well, we didn't know anyway, so he sent him back to ask him. Mr. Leach says, well, if there's a moose down there, by all means, you can get him, of course. And so when we got ready to haul the moose out, he got some poles, and he laid the moose on the poles for us and hooked up the horse and brought the moose up to the car for us. And I think Jess left a quarter of the moose here at that time because, after all, at least we could do, you know. But way down there, we shot this moose that he just did. And Mr. Leach hooked up the horses and hauled it out for us.
Mm-hmm. The natives own the cabin, I believe.
Natives own that now, huh?
Yes, they have for years.
You know who they are?
William Moses was the one that...
Or do they claim the lake then, the ground around the lake? Is that?
I think so.
Moses, I remember, but I don't know who's...
Well, it would be Sandy Roberts and Lucy Crowe's heirs, I guess. Oh, it was Sarah Moses was their mother, and so I'm sure that they are probably the owners of it now, I suppose.
There's no cabin there at this time at all, just the lake and a trail down to it.
Wasn't the cabin there?
I can't remember. Do you think there's a cabin then? I don't think so.
Well, it's been there for as long as I can remember. I've been down there, but not for many years.
Maybe I was too excited to notice the cabin. Maybe I was too excited to notice the cabin.
Well, you see, after all, the lakes are quite long when you start to think about it.
Maybe we didn't get down to where the cabin was because it's just at the upper end of the... I guess which way it is? This way, anyway. Closest to the springs here is the end that we got the moose down there. That was a nice walk down there.
No, I'm sure that belongs
to me. Did you ever walk down to there?
I never was to Medicine Lake.
Oh, didn't you? No, it's pretty down in there. Swampy. There's quite a lot of swamp to go through to get there. Isn't it still? Is it swampy to get down to the lake?
We had to go through quite a bit. I've only been there once. That was the first summer I worked there. Now months and landed down there. And we went down to Ned Brown's old fort. A bunch of us from the...
Those days we dressed for them. We went out, you know, wore shoe packs. I had shoe packs on and heavy socks and great heavy pants on.
I know the cabin's still there because one of the girls here last summer, before she went back to town, she just wanted to live out.
I see.
And so she went to and stayed at this cabin. I forgot her name.
How long were you at that
farm? I forgot. I can't remember. But she was a very lovely girl. During that time, a big friend was there, and I knew how she dreaded it, because when we had a earlier, she was quite frightened, so it couldn't help but think how frightened she would be. But she came out for a long time, but she was glad to get back.
I bet she was. This was a beautiful sunny evening when we were down there, just one of those crisp fall evenings, you know. We really enjoyed that walk down there. We always come over in September when we go. Not in September when we'd make our last trip over this way. Once a year.